Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Robontoni, a firefighter, broke a world record by doing 5,297 burpees in 12 hours.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Wow, that tops my best by 5,297.
Well, I got a follow-up question.
What?
What the hell's a burpee?
So a burpee is you're standing up, maybe there's a step in front of you or a BOSU ball in front of you, and you drop down, you kick your legs out, and you do a push-up.
That was called drop down and give me 10 when I was 10, 15,
really
20,
hard.
25 years old.
They hurt, they're really hard, and they're stupid for anybody over the age of 30. That's my position. Crazy old man in his own attic. Day 95. In today's episode, Wilbon and I discuss Dak Prescott's happiness, Tiger's return to the golf course, and another top high schooler going to the G League. And I'm wearing my hat because I still have this cut on my head, and I hope it's better by Monday. But we begin today with news that Zion Williamson has left the NBA bubble in Orlando to attend an urgent family medical matter. The New Orleans Pelicans say Zion intends to rejoin the team at an unspecified later date. Wilbon, your thoughts on Zion leaving and what this could mean in the bigger picture?
Well, Tony, the first thing is I hope this urgent family medical matter turns and becomes not urgent, and whoever this is and whatever this is improves, becomes better. So that's the first thought. And my second thought is this is what people, as they get older, as they move from Zion's 20 to in their 20s and 30s and 40s, this is what we deal with all the time. This is what you deal with. And players and coaches, and this is what your life becomes as you get older, sadly, but necessarily. The difference, of course, is this pandemic. The difference is you normally leave, and these guys have enough wherewithal to fly privately if they want, and most times they do, and they come back and they juggle their attention between what is going on with their family member and ball. And they still have to do that. But now, Tony, you have protocol that you have to answer to, and you could be gone anywhere from, say, 4 days to 14 days, depending on things like if you're tested every day while you're gone. So we don't know. And let's face it, there's 22 teams in the bubble and not 16, largely because Zion is on one of those six extra teams, and the NBA wanted to see him in the postseason.
And no question about that. There's no reason on earth for the Washington Wizards and the Sacramento Kings and a whole bunch of these teams to be in this round robin and playoff to get into the playoffs. And it is created because Zion Williamson, second only, in my opinion, to LeBron James as a television draw. And they want to see him in the playoffs. I echo your statements that we hope that this isn't something traumatic for the family. That should go without saying. But testing, the protocol, if I understand it correctly, is you need to test on your own every day in order that when you come back, you can spend only 4 days out instead of 14. That's asking a lot of anyone when they've left the bubble to be able to do that. To me, the larger question is, do you make exceptions?
No.
And to me, for people like Zion and LeBron James, you try to make an exception, but where there is contagion, you can't do it.
Of course not.
You can't do it.
And by the way, Zion has a team, okay? And his team can help in that regard. They may have to send somebody who's in charge of testing him.
That's right.
Because they want him there. No, there's no exceptions. Yeah. Is the virus making an exception? Is the virus saying, whoa, LeBron and Zion, they look a little bit too big and strong for me. Let me go over here. No, they're not doing that. So there's no exceptions. But you hope, one, that this urgent matter becomes less urgent, and two, that Zion can get back quickly, and that they'll administer this. I mean, the Pelicans, come on. David Griffin is not some dope. They're going to do what they can as a franchise to support him and make sure he has what he needs to transition back to the bubble. Time to go get up and first take on you and talk some Dak Prescott. The Cowboys quarterback did not get the big long-term deal he wanted by yesterday's deadline, but told USA Today, quote, I'm a Cowboy, and I couldn't be happier, close quote. Tony, when you hear this, do you believe Dak?
I do. Right now, today, I do believe that, and I believe it's a very smart thing to say because the only team that can give you more money is the team you play for right now, the Dallas Cowboys. Now, it may turn out that he doesn't feel that way down the road. But you'll recall that Kirk Cousins, who played this same role a few years ago to the tune of $84 million guaranteed after 2 years of being franchised, where he made about $45 million other dollars, never badmouthed his team in Washington. He never badmouthed them. And so I understand this. I do understand this with Dak Prescott. Yes, I do. I do.
You know, by and large, I have not cared about this story, and I've been very dismissive of it. Will Dak get his money? Alone, I don't care. But together, Tony, there's a dynamic here that I do care about. And I look at this past offseason, and now we're getting close to what is we think is gonna could be camp. And I look at Cam Newton, and I look at the kid down in Tampa who threw all the interceptions, but also Jameis Winston threw for about 5,000 yards. And I look at them, Tony. I look at some high-profile black quarterbacks. And we are thankfully past the point where we're wondering if a team will have a black quarterback, because I guess I don't know if all 32 teams have had one. But for the most part, we're beyond that. But then I look at these offseasons, and I look at some of the quarterbacks who are playing under contract for more money than these guys, and I'm like, what goes? What gives here collectively? What is it that the league, what is it that the National Football League and its culture and its owners think of rewarding black people who play quarterback as opposed to much, 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 much lesser white people who play quarterback in some cases? What is the dynamic? What are we dealing with here that Dak Prescott should even be having to do this? And you'd like to put this question to Jerry Jones, except Jerry Jones has been hiding under a desk since, I don't know, May? He has not been available. He's only available to run his mouth in his locker room when it suits Jerry Jones. But we need to examine the situation with these quarterbacks. Again, accomplished. Cam Newton's been an MVP in this league. Jameis Winston still has some, his graph is going up to some degree. And I look at this and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? That's the only thing I care about this, the only dynamic I care about.
Okay, well, I'm going to answer that. I want to answer that by saying that there are some black quarterbacks who have won Super Bowls, like Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes, who have been rewarded tremendously.
They won Super Bowls. They've
won Super Bowls, and Dak Prescott has not yet won a Super Bowl. You could take a guy like Jared Goff, making $110 million, who got to the Super Bowl, and Dak Prescott has not done that yet. I think time is on Dak Prescott's side, because I think he's really good. And I'd say one other thing about why he might be happy, because the new coach on that team, Mike McCarthy, has won a Super Bowl. He replaced Brett Favre with Aaron Rodgers, and he went and he won a Super Bowl, and I don't think Jason Garrett ever won a Super Bowl, so that might be another reason why Dak Prescott likes the position he's sitting in, and now I will move on. When we left Elena Deledon yesterday, the WNBA was still denying her a medical exemption for her Lyme disease, still reserving the right not to pay her if she did not report for the WNBA season in Florida. Her own team, the Mystics, they since stepped in. They said they planned to pay Deledon her $215,000 salary while she rehabs her back. So, Wilbon, did the Mystics solve this problem?
I don't know about solving problems. The Mystics did have done the right thing. I mean, the thing you certainly don't want is your best player, your franchise player, the MVP of your team and your league to be upset in-house. All right? You don't want that. You don't need that friction. You need none of that. So you do what you can do to help this situation. Say, listen, Elena, we are going to do everything we can do here. If you have a problem with the league, you guys are going to have to settle that. But you put the ball in someone else's court. You don't let your star player go anywhere near the start of a season, not to mention a bubble, being upset with you. Is that going to be a solution? I don't know. Only Elena Deledon knows how deeply she's been offended and who can solve that. I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a Mystics problem. I think it's a WNBA problem. Here's the MVP of the league and the best player on a championship team being told that her Lyme disease doesn't qualify. She takes 64 pills every single day. She believes her doctors have told her that her immune system is compromised. But what does the WNBA want her to do? Go down to Florida and risk dying? I mean, we talk about this virus all the time, and this is someone who could be adversely affected by it. Now, the Mystics could hold off and they could say, well, when you're done rehabbing, we'd like you to play. And that puts her sort of in the same position. And I've said this again and again and again, and I'll continue to say it, Mike. Elena Deledon seems to me to be somebody you would want representing your team, representing your league, and representing your brand. And it seems like you're going out of your way to stop her from doing that.
Well, the Mystics, the Mystics to this point have not gone.
No, the Mystics
that
are
way.
Fine.
They've gone the
Mystics,
other way.
So, WNBA, you know,
the WNBA, that's what I said. It's, at some point, even the Mystics are going to have to say to Elena Deladon and the league, we're out of this. You guys have got to get you. You've got to come to a better place. Let's go to golf. The first round of the Memorial is not yet complete, but some big names are in the clubhouse. They include your boy, Bryson DeChambeau, the mad scientist, who started today by hitting a 423-yard drive. But he finished plus one, 73.
Wow.
At least five shots back. That's six or seven shots back of Michael Kornheiser, by the way. That was better than the threesome of Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, and Xander Schauffele, who finished a combined plus 16. Meanwhile, Tiger birdied the first hole he's played since February. Tone, what stood out to you?
What stood out to me is that the threesome that I picked to beat your threesome that was heavily laden with major winners, which is Koepka and Tiger and Rory, and I picked DeChambeau. Plus one is not a terrible score. Morikawa fell back a little bit, but Patrick Cantlay is sitting at minus two. So I'm liking my bet is what I'm talking about. And slow your roll, Sparky. We got 4 days in this thing. It's not going to be decided today.
If anybody should slow their roll, it would be you, since you're saying you like your position. So you like your position with three dudes with the same number of majors as you and me. None.
Zero.
While my threesome, I think, has 22 majors, what are you talking about, dude? Huh?
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
23 majors.
Is the Memorial a major?
Anybody.
Is it a major? No, it's not a major. It's not. So stop. I have so much more to say about this.
Please.
Time
you got
ran out.
Nothing to say. Time should
Let's
run out.
Let's take a break. I want to talk about the handshake deal. I'll get to it some other time. Coming up, the Titans just signed Derrick Henry to a new deal. Is Tennessee's running back more valuable than its quarterback?
Yes. How's that for ruining a tease? And we'll take a closer look at the bizarre goal in the MLS last night. You got no majors. You got nothing. You got nothing on your side.
It's not a major, Mike.
Huh?
It is not a major.
It's symbolic of how great those guys are anywhere they tee it up.
Not a major.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Toss-up usually boasts four questions, but today it only has two, which means that huge stakes are riding on every answer, Wilbon. Let's get the first one from the producer over the loudspeaker.
Toss-up, more valuable Titan, Ryan Tannehill or Derrick Henry?
Okay, quarterbacks are always more valuable regardless of the team. That's why the Titans paying Tannehill $62 million guaranteed and Derrick Henry $25 million guaranteed. I love Derrick Henry. He's the best running back in all of football. They're 13-0 when he goes for 100 yards.
Ding,
They're
ding,
3-0. Three, what?
Ding, ding,
okay,
ding.
Okay, 3-0 in the playoffs when he's over 100
ding,
yards
ding,
and
0-2
when he's not. Yeah, but I'm just saying to you that Tannehill, when he was with Marcus Mariota, Tennessee didn't do much. Tannehill getting there changed the course of that franchise. So I don't think it's as easy a call as you do.
It's very easy Because also, Tannehill's the number one play-action passer in the league. Play-action comes off initiation of a fake to that running back. And the coaches learned better how to use him after Mariota. And maybe Tannehill himself said, I am not going to be a dope. I understand that this is where my bread is buttered. Tannehill, like every quarterback, gets paid more, but the best player on that team is Derrick Henry. Period.
No argument. No argument as to who is the best player. That wasn't, the question. Next.
Last one. Toss up. Who deserves more credit for this goal, Vancouver or San Jose?
So I watched this, and I'm going to be very brief on this. San Jose gives up the ball, makes an error, and then San Jose's own player kicks the ball into the net. All Vancouver did was test drive the ball for about 70 yards.
Matriculated down the field.
That's right. That's right. The answer is San Jose.
Who has the own goal? Who put it into his own net?
San Jose.
So the word credit can also be blame, right? So I'm playing a semantics game here. And it's when you score, there's nothing more embarrassing in the sport of football than scoring an own goal. Some people aren't even allowed back into the country in international competition if they are, just awful enough, unfortunate enough to put an own goal into the net. They're not even allowed back. They just sort of give their passport to the guys going back home and say, tell my parents I love them. I'll never see them again. So that is my answer.
So we agree on that. That's it. Only two questions. Clearly, I won them both. Let's take one last break, but still to come, another top high school player passes on some blue blood college programs to join the G League.
And Glenn Rivers explains his strategy when it comes to using that NBA snitch line.
I liked it better when it was the D League. I did.
What difference I'm going to start calling it the D League again. As a letter make?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 52nd birthday, Barry Sanders. The great Detroit Lions running back was first-team All-Pro 6 times, named to the Pro Bowl 10 times. The greatest running back of all time is Jim Brown, of course. But the short list after that is Sanders, Emmitt Smith, and Walter Payton. Sanders led the NFL in rushing 4 times and is the NFL's 4th leading rusher all time. Scouts saw this coming. Sanders won the Heisman at Oklahoma State in 1988, when he had the most D1 rushing yards in a single season, 2,628, and the most D1 rushing touchdowns in a single season, 37. He also had the most 300-plus yard games in a single season, 4. Like Jim Brown, Sanders left the game early. He was 30 in his final season, or else he would have probably passed Emmitt as the number one all-time rusher, because he's only about 3,000 yards behind him. The one knock on Sanders was his performance in playoff games. In 6 playoff games, he scored only 1 touchdown. In 1 game, he had 13 carries for -1 yard, which seems inexplicable, doesn't it, Mike?
It does, Tony, but I'm going to go back to him leading the league in rushing 4 times. It puts him in the extraordinary company of Eric Dickerson, Emmitt Smith, O.J. Simpson, Steve Van Buren. I mean, that's incredible, right? Well, the guy who lapped the field is Jim Brown, who led the league 8 times. 4 is the runner-up, and a guy has eight, it's extraordinary. But Barry, that playoff game against the Packers, I know that colored my thinking about him too much as an NFC Central kid. That colored the way I felt about him, and I apologize because I was wrong. Barry Sanders was great, but that playoff game, man, that went a long way toward making people say, hold on for a second, and we shouldn't have.
Happy anniversary, Joe DiMaggio. On this day, 79 years ago, the Yankee Clipper went 3-for-4 to extend his record hitting streak to 56 games. That hitting streak is so far out there that no one has ever come within 11 games of it. Pete Rose is second with 44. DiMaggio and Ted Williams played at the same time, may well be the best pure hitters in baseball history. This record was set in the great summer of 1941, when Williams hit 406 and became the last man to hit 400. DiMaggio won the MVP, struck out only 13 times in 139 games. 13 times all season. DiMaggio was MVP three times and an All-Star in each of his 13 seasons, all with the Yankees. His teams won 10 American League pennants and 9 World Series. Playing in New York on so many champions made DiMaggio an idol, a reputation that was only amplified when he married Marilyn Monroe. DiMaggio was the subject of countless profiles. In one, in Esquire, by the great Gay Talese, Marilyn Monroe describes entertaining the troops on a USO tour. She talks about thousands of people cheering her. She says to DiMaggio, "It was so wonderful, Joe. You never heard such cheering." And DiMaggio says, "Yes, I have."
The shocker when I got older and read about it was they were married for like a minute and a half. It was an unbelievably short time in real world context. Tony, there's a book written by Richard Ben Kramer about Joe DiMaggio, A Hero's Life, and it is extraordinary. By the way, if you'd had a vote that year, and I know the Yankees finished far afield of the Red Sox, if you'd had a vote the summer of 41, who would you have voted for, MVP?
I'd have pushed. Happy trails to the prospect of college basketball for Jonathan Kuminga. Kuminga, the top high school basketball prospect in the class of 2021, has become the latest high school grad to spurn college and opt for the professional status of the G League. The 17-year-old recently somehow reclassified himself as a 2020 graduate from the Patrick High School in New Jersey and is therefore eligible for pro money. According to The Athletic, Kuminga will be paid approximately $500,000 for his year in the G League. Kuminga, who's 6'8", said his goal is to be the first player selected in the NBA draft, and he believes the G League provides a better path than playing college ball. Kuminga had been recruited by Kentucky, Duke, Auburn, and Texas Tech, where his older brother Joel plays. Kuminga has a close relationship with Kyrie Irving, who graduated from the same high school. Kuminga calls Irving, quote, a mentor, unquote, and, quote, a great dude, unquote.
Oh, Tony, he's got that turnaround bank shot like Elvin Hayes. That's a throwback move. I like that.
One omission, Jacob deGrom says his back tightness may have been as a result of sleeping wrong. He plans to pitch opening day, though the team isn't yet sure. Quick to the big finish.
Let's do it.
West Coast Conference has delayed the start of fall sports until September 24th. What does that tell you?
Absolutely nothing. Say it again. The NBA sent out a memo reminding players about wearing masks and dressing appropriately while receiving room service. This is a reasonable...
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.